Our news director, Ben Trefney, has twin 13-year-olds, and they both like to play basketball. For the last few years, they've been part of the Junior Warriors, a Bay Area league that in San Francisco is run through the Rec and Parks Department. Ben and the rest of the parents and players there found there was a really remarkable person who made that league great. Someone who brought everybody together. So while the kids compete hard against each other, this local hero helps them realize that they're also all on the same team. Here's Ben Trefney with more.
It's the final game of the Junior Warriors 8th grade girls basketball league. The Soma Stars and the Lady Hurricanes take their positions on the court. A tall, wiry man, the referee, steps to the center. He looks at all the girls, smiles, and tosses the ball straight up in the air. Two girls jump for it, and the game is on. This isn't where Cardell Butler expected to be right now, shortly before his 35th birthday. He could have been playing pro ball before thousands of fans in Europe, or the NBA's developmental league. Maybe still could.
I can still play at a high level. I still can play NBA professional basketball.
Instead, he's here at St. Mary's Rec Center in Bernal Heights. This is the fourth championship game in a row Cardell has refereed today. The youngest kid started at 9 this morning. Now it's 3 o'clock, and Cardell hasn't had lunch. That's all right. This is where he wants to be.
He's very loving and just, he knows how to work with kids very good, and he gets where you're coming from, and he helps you.
I think he's a good ref. He corrects your mistakes so that you don't do it the next time.
Yeah, he's really nice.
Nicole Marie Coleman, Diamond Carter, and Ann Kelly all play for the Lady Hurricanes. And really, you pretty much never hear talk like that about a referee. But Cardell makes the games fun. He's joyful. He's nurturing. He's the kind of guy you want teaching your kids.
You know, working with the kids, girls and boys, it's going to be that one kid who's going to remember everything from Rec and Park Department, everything that kid's ever done. And I know this for sure because I was one of those kids. I grew up in San Francisco, Bayview, Hunters Point area. And I didn't have the things that the kids have nowadays. The only thing that I really had was what they have today is, Rec and Park.
Cardell Butler was really, really good at basketball. 6'3" and dunking by the age of 13. He built a reputation on courts around the city, but the game was pretty much all he cared about. He says he ditched so many classes, he couldn't play ball at Lincoln High. Transferred to Balboa, same thing.
I look back on it, man. I just wasted like maybe two years of my high school life, man. Just so bad. You know what I mean? I had no focus. I had no motivation, no determination. Nothing was there. It was just blank.
He realized time was running out on any chance to play high school basketball.
All of a sudden, my cousin, he comes to me and tells me, I play basketball. I live in San Mateo, Cardell. Come down here and play with me.
He did. And with guidance from his mom, the coach, and the principal at San Mateo High, Cardell turned his life around, starting with his grades.
Boom. My first year, I see a 2.5. That's unacceptable coming from my mom. But for me, that's like a 4.0 for me. I was like, oh, I got a 2.5. I'm eligible? What? Oh my gosh. Boom. Everything in that light bulb just turned on.
So did his game. Cardell's senior season, he was the leading scorer in Northern California, averaging more than 30 points per game. He says he got letters of interest from big basketball schools, North Carolina, Duke. But first, he needed to catch up on some credits. So he decided to go to community college in southern Idaho.
Send me somewhere where there's just nothing but farms, banks. Do that. Nothing but land. Where am I going to go? Can't go anywhere, right?
Nowhere but the gym and the library. Basketball and school were going great. But then, just after he turned 19, he heard horrible news. His best friend, Starvel Junius, he'd been shot and killed while sitting in a car back in Bayview Hunters Point.
And my friend is in the back seat on the driver's side. And the shooter, I guess they had stopped in the street for something. The shooter stopped. He got up on top of the car and shot the whole car up. And my friend happened to be in the back seat. And my friend had, he was, just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I always think about that. Had I gone back, I would have been with my friend. Because me and him were, that's my best friend. For sure, I would have been with him. Oh, more than 100% sure I'd have been with him.
While Cardell was pursuing his dreams, His friends back home passed one by one.
Cardell, what's his name, just got killed, man. Oh, it's like, oh my gosh. Like somebody walked up behind Mike, shot him in the head. What? Or, you know, Cardell, man, they were shooting down on third, man. And, you know, John was in the way and he got hit by a straight bullet. It's like, are you, like, oh my gosh.
Out of 15 friends who grew up together, Cardell says only five survived.
You know, it's like that. It's like a rope and it's just turning in your stomach, man. You just can't stop it. Just turning, turning, turning. Just, you know what I mean? I have to find something for me to do besides just focus, so focused on my friends getting killed. So I always pray, I thank God so much for him blessing me with basketball. Had it not been for basketball, I don't know what I'd be doing. I have no idea. I just don't know.
Back in the St. Mary's gym, the second half starts, and the Lady Hurricanes are down. They've only got six players, and they're tired. Cardell urges them to play hard. It's the championship. Point guard Aliana Hughes picks up her game.
Unlike other refs, like when he makes calls, he'll set, like, take you aside, and he'll give an example of what you're doing wrong, just so he wants everyone to get better. Unlike other refs, they just want to make sure no one else gets hurt, but he wants you to like take away from this game and also learn when he makes calls. So that's really cool. He does that.
And so do you appreciate that? Do you like it when you're playing games that he's reffing?
Yeah, I like it when he refs, and I appreciate it because, say, if I get upset with someone, then he'll take me out and he'll give me advice on what to do so I don't get as frustrated.
He's drawing from his own experience. After 2 years of junior college, Cardell transferred to Utah State University. He helped lead the team to the NCAA tournament in 2003. The next year, he graduated with a degree in sports psychology. He joined the And One Mixtape Basketball Tour, a showcase for some of the country's best street ballers. It was a big deal back then. He earned the nickname Ballaholic because he always had the ball. Cardell was traveling around the world, getting paid, making friends, and then he got the break every kid dreams of, an invitation to try out for the NBA at a New York Knicks summer camp.
Yeah, so, oh, the story. I hate this story.
Cardell worried he'd lose his place on the tour if he left to try out, so he didn't go.
Stupid, Cardell. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Because at that time, I just thought that And One was there. I thought And One was for me. I'm having so much fun. Every time I get off the bus, I got two or three cameras in my face. Kids are running up to me. Hey, Ballaholic, can I have your autograph? You know, we're playing in NBA arenas, so it felt like I was there already. You know what I mean? And I don't know how the tour is going to go. So I'm thinking the tour is going to go for years and years and years. But it never did. It never did. It stopped. That was like, it went one more year, and that was it. And I regret it because I could have been a millionaire. I would have been on who knows who I'd have been playing for. I probably would have been playing for the Warriors, who knows.
Instead, the And One tour faltered. Cardell joined the San Diego Wildcats in the American Basketball Association, a smaller pro league that played in high schools and other gyms. In 2011, he joined the ABA's San Francisco Rumble for a season. So at the age of 30, he was back home, playing ball and working part-time with the San Francisco Rec and Parks Department. It's the fourth quarter, and the Soma Stars are ahead by double digits. Team mom Sienda Conley, who's been coming to games for 15 years, she's cheering on her youngest daughter, Jada Victoria.
And I feel like as long as she's doing some type of sport, that's something positive, it helps keep her grades up, it helps keep her out of trouble.
It's been an important part of your life and your family's life.
It has been. Being someone that lives in the South of Market neighborhood and everything, Soma Park and Rec Center has been the only outlet for the kids. So yeah, I utilize both of them to keep my kids active and everything.
Cardell relates to that. That was him. And it's why he knows he can play a big role in these kids' lives.
This is the reason why I love doing what I do, is because you see that kid who's never played basketball before. You know, it doesn't matter what the score is. As soon as they get in the game, they make a shot, it's like, yes. You know what I mean? And I pay attention to it, and I look up in the stands, and then the parents are smiling. His mom and dad are smiling. Then it makes me smile. So it goes into this huge circle of electric energy through not just me, but through the kids and through the parents, and all of a sudden it's bouncing off the walls in the gym.
Final score, Soma Stars 28, Lady Hurricanes 18. The girls come together at center court to slap each other five. Cardell Butler is right there, congratulating them all.
I love it, man.
He still hopes to play ball at high levels.
Trying to get back overseas, definitely trying to get back into the NBA D-League.
But today, he's focused on the girls and their families. They invite him to join them for a post-game feast. It's really easy to spot Cardell in the crowd. It's not just that he's at least half a foot taller than everybody else. It's because he's got the biggest smile of them all. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney for Cross Currents.